The state of Pennsylvania is grappling with a growing fiscal crisis, in part because the legislature can approve budgets that count on revenues that are not certain to materialize, such as money from gaming expansions in last year's budget that never happened. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that Philadelphia's finances are arguably more stable than the state's because of controls imposed years ago when the city nearly went broke.
In the 1980s, Philadelphia careened from one fiscal crisis to another. Jonathan Seidel was city controller then. He says officials enacted increasingly creative budgets, pretending the city would get the cash it needed to support the spending everyone wanted.
So the city used to just continue to pass these budgets that were based upon manana.
Budgets would assume big increases in state aid or money from selling parking garages. When they didn't happen, deficits grew, and the next budget required more fudging. The city hit the wall in 1990.
And what happened was we began to run out of cash.
The crisis was tangible. Trash trucks didn't roll because the city wasn't buying tires. Eventually, officials negotiated a solution which included creating a state oversight board, known by the acronym PICA, which scrutinized budgets and could impose sanctions if the city veered off course. Ed Rendell was the first mayor under the new order, which also required the city to produce a five-year financial plan annually.
It makes a big difference because if you have to do five-year budgeting, you can't get by saying, well, we're going to get rid of our accumulated deficit by borrowing, you know, because what happens in year two?
In the 25 years since, the city has faced fiscal challenges, but the discipline of honest budgeting forced officials to make tough choices to cut spending or raise revenue. They couldn't put them off and hope things would get better. In Harrisburg, they can still pretend. Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center Director Mark Steer says that's more likely when Republicans won't raise taxes and the Democratic governor has an agenda that costs money.
When you have this kind of disagreement and one side won't agree to deeper cuts in spending and the other side, you know, won't agree to new recurring revenues, the only way to get out of town is to really come up with phony budgets, which is we've been doing year after year after year.
A tough oversight board might help, but it would have to be created by the same politicians who run the current system. Dave Davies, WHYY News.